Thank you, Pastor. Turn with your Bible to James chapter 4. He said it's a joy to be here. I'll tell you, this is a great crowd for afternoon service, isn't it? Enjoyed the meeting. It's been wonderful to be here all week or since Wednesday night. Over in here is late Wednesday, and I've enjoyed the services. Each service has been a real blessing to me, and I praise God for it. I do appreciate all the hospitality of this place. Brother Dale and his family has been so gracious. And Sister Madison Gill has kind of just went overboard to help have something I could eat. And I appreciate that. It's been very, very good. And I appreciate the kindness that's shown to us. And we'll never be able to thank folks for all their goodness and their mercies to us. It's good to be here today. Isn't it wonderful to be saved? Amen. Wonderful preaching that we've heard all week long. It's been great. And I trust today that we'll be blessed to the Lord because of the preaching of the Word of God here in this place. James chapter 4 and verse 13, the Bible said, "Go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow, we'll go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on tomorrow. For what is your life? It's even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanishes away." That's correctly read. That's reading verse 13 and verse 14. James chapter 4. I want to preach on the thought today. If I could live my life over again. Now, I'm glad today that that's not a choice of mine to make. I have no choice in that, but there's some things that I want to think about today. If we could live our lives over, would we make some changes in our life, or would things be different with us here? I look back over my life. I've had a good life. I'm grateful for the blessings of this life. God blessed me with a good praying mother that knew how to get a hold of God and to get her prayers answered. Blessed me with a good, honest dad that taught me the right ways and planted some things in my life that I'll never get over. I'm grateful for that. I remember a lot as I look back over these 81 years. I've seen a lot of changes that have taken place. I suppose that my generation has... I've seen more change than any generation that has ever lived. I tell folks I've lived from the horse and buggy days to the space travel. Amen. That's right. To the internet. And to all the communications that we have today. I remember when our only communication was a 3-cent stamp. You put a letter in the mailbox and it'd probably be a couple of weeks before you'd get an answer. It's so different now. Everything around us. I like the advancement that I've seen. I enjoy these good air-conditioned buildings that we have to worship in. I love these electric lights. I remember when the only light we had would be about like that little light on the wall over there, just a little kerosene lantern. Our lamp sitting on the corners of some shelf on the wall to see by. It'd be rough as preachers seeing our outlines today. The difference then, they didn't have an outline. Amen. They just got up and preached. I think of Brother Reno Davis a lot of times. He was a great preacher. I used to say it's amazing what a 10-minute outline will do for a 2-hour message. Sure has a lot of effect on it. Amen. I feel like this morning God just kind of wants me to preach off the cuff this morning. That can be dangerous, you know. Can be dangerous. Amen. I have to do that. I look over my outline and it looks so anemic, you know. Just not much there. Amen. But I'm glad there's a God in heaven. Amen. That's right. That knows our needs. I think it'd do us good to remember. I think it'd do us good to look back to where we've come from, at the things that we've seen. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 33, Paul said, "But call to remembrance the former days, in which after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of affliction, partly while you were made a gazing stock, both by reproach and affliction, partly while you became companion of them that were so used. For you had compassion on me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your good, knowing in yourself that you have in heaven a better and enduring substance. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry." I'm glad today, thank God, this life is not all of it. To we that are saved by the grace of God, I praise God for the fact today there's something waiting that's a lot better for you and for me. Amen. I tell you, I wonder today as we look back over our life, is our life pleasing to God? Amen. Have we lived a life as God would want us to live? Hey, I remember the days when our righteousness was respected.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. Thank God for the fact today. I'm glad it's still respected to the right crowd in the day and hour in which you and I live today. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 33 said, "Righteousness exalteth a nation. Sin is a reproach to any people." Amen. The Bible said in Psalms chapter 9 and verse 17, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God."
Yeah.
Amen. I remember when old time religion was right.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. I remember when nobody questioned the facts of old time religion. Amen. The Bible said in James chapter 1 and verse 26, "If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widow and their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world."
Yeah.
I'm glad today, thank God. That's good preaching to anybody. Amen. I want to say to you today, God help us today to get back to the fact to realize that God demands some things of our lives. Amen. That's right. If your religion won't get you to church, it probably won't get you to heaven. Amen. If your, if your religion won't help you to live right, I say it probably won't help you much when you get before God. I'm glad today, thank God, for folks that stood for God and for old-time religion down through these years. My hat's off to anybody, thank God, I'll give their life to God and live for God. Hallelujah to God and serve God. Wow! Hallelujah to God. Praise God today. Nothing like living for God and serving Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God. Praise God for folks. I'll shout the victory. Thank God for this church, preacher. Thank God for what God's done for you. Folks not ashamed of old-time religion. I'll tell you, this crowd to turn their nose up at God's folk. I'll tell you, they're going to face God one of these days after a while. Hallelujah. Praise God for it today. Amen. I remember when the redeemed rejoiced.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God. We're the only people that's got anything to rejoice about. Amen. Thank God for it. Peter said, 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3, "And blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and it fadeth not away, preserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith in the salvation, ready to be revealed the last time. Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptation, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than that of gold, that perishes, God be tried with fire, not be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, and whom though now you see him not, yet believe it, yet rejoice with joy, unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah to God. I'll never forget. On the 18th day of January, on a Wednesday morning, hallelujah, God, I paid to preach the first time. I like to preach. Glory to God, I paid to preach the first time. I'd do it again if I had to. Amen, that's right. I went down on the 17th to the radio station. Amen. I went down to the radio station and bought a daily radio broadcast. I never had priests. Amen. Thank God. On Wednesday morning, I got Loretta's back there. She remembers it. Hallelujah. I got her and my wife and Phyllis. And Phyllis played for us on the piano. And we sang a song. And I took my Bible and turned to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4. I rejoice in the Lord always. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad I preached on some things that we got to rejoice in. Amen. And since that day, God anointed me. Hallelujah. Thank God. I'd have preached. And since that day, I've determined in my heart, I'm not going to give up that joy. Wow! Of serving God. Wow! Wow! Hallelujah to God. Praise is wonderful. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Well, I tell you, I remember something that death can't even erase. Wow! Hallelujah to God. Thank God. When you can't live on nothing else, just live on good memories. Hallelujah. I didn't look when I started. I don't want to go too long here. Amen. I rejoice in some things when I look back over life. I regret a few things back in life. I regret I didn't get saved the first time the Holy Ghost dealt with me. Amen. Before I was 6 years old, in August, before I was 6 years old, fourth week in August, just before I was 6 years old in October, amen, I stand at the altar in an old-fashioned Baptist church. But my mother, she was standing there singing. The altars was filled up with folk getting born again, getting saved. The Holy Ghost dealt with my heart. Amen. Tears ran down my cheek, and the devil out-talked me. He said, you're too young. Nobody will believe he got saved. It wouldn't matter whether anybody believed or not. Hallelujah to God. God had done the job. It had been so easy to get saved. I tell you, I know what that scripture means when it said the word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we pray. It had been so easy to get saved that night. I walked outside and left the church, didn't get saved. I probably went to hell. Hadn't been for a mother. Hallelujah to God to be able to heads around hell with their prayers. Refuse to let me go. Hallelujah to God. When I was 23 years old, it wasn't that easy to get saved. Preachers that had confused my mind from the time I was 6 years old. Hallelujah to God. A lot of doubts that I didn't have. Well, when I was 6 years old, but glory to God, I'm glad, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost of God overrode all of that confusion, hallelujah, to God, and give me faith to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal, wow, hallelujah to God, he became my Savior, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I regret I hadn't done more for the Savior than I have. Amen. That's right. I regret that I committed more of the Scripture to memory than I have. Amen. That's right. I regret the things that I could have done that I didn't do for God. Amen. But I say, thank God, I rejoice in some things. Amen. Praise God. So I look back, I'm glad, thank God, for the souls that I've seen saved. Well, I've seen some unusual folks saved. Amen. Just before I surrendered to preach, my job transferred me to Tifton, Georgia. I'll never forget. I walked in that place. I was in supervision with Burlington's. And they was taking me around, introducing me to all the help. As I was going around after the help, they introduced me. One man, Melvin Tucker, they introduced me to Melvin. And when they introduced me to Melvin, he asked me for a raise. I said, Melvin, I don't know whether you're worth the salt that goes in your bread or not. I said, if you deserve a raise, I'll work you 3 months. And if you deserve a raise, I'll give you a raise. If you don't, I'll fire you. He stuck out his hand and shook hands with me. God said to me, he said, you can win that boy to God if you'll live right. Amen. I'm getting the witness to him. My wife, I meet him out somewhere and I'd introduce her. She witnessed to him. Every time she saved, she witnessed to him. He'd go downtown. I didn't know it whenever I told him that, but he was a drunk. I mean, he is literally a drunk. Times he wouldn't draw a sober breath for 3 months. He'd get so drunk that he couldn't walk up the steps and get in the house. And he'd back off and run. You know how a drunk could run. He'd run and fall up the steps and crawl on up the rest of the way and get in the house. One day his wife, she got her suitcase. She put up all she could put up with. She is a lost church member. She got her suitcase and went in there and started packing her clothes. He went in there and said, what are you doing? She said, I'm packing my clothes. I'm leaving. He just got up and went to the other room, found him a suitcase, started packing his. She come in there and said, what are you doing? He said, I'm going with you. They both just unpacked their suitcases. Hallelujah, stayed together. I tell you, my wife is like a fish out of the water in Tifton, Georgia. And she was always ready to come back to Chattanooga. She was always ready. I come in one Friday evening. I said, you want to go to Chattanooga tomorrow? She said, no, not tomorrow. I said, what's the matter? You sick? She said, no, I'm not sick. I said, what's the matter? She said, Melvin's going to get saved tomorrow. I'm going to be here to see it. Amen. He had never been to church. Never been to church. Amen. We got to church and I sat down about 3 or 4 benches back and back there on the end of the pew. And here Melvin come in and sat down right across the aisle from us. The preacher gave the invitation. Melvin never moved. They dismissed. In just a minute they dismissed. My wife stepped across the aisle. She said, Melvin, don't you think you ought to get saved today? Yeah. He said, he fell down the end of that pew. She led him to the Lord. Melvin's in heaven. Hallelujah to God. Thank God. He's in heaven today. Praise God. I want to say to you, thank God. That'll keep you going. When the devil said quit, amen, it'll keep you going. Others, I can tell you stories of folks that got saved. Alcoholics got saved. They didn't have to go to the AAA. Hallelujah to God. They got born again. Thank God. Never drank again. Never did have no problem quitting that drink. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God today. I'm glad. I'm glad for what salvation will do after our person. Amen. It sure does make a difference, doesn't it? Amen. That's right. Thank God. If I could live my life over, there's one thing I'd do. I'd preach the same gospel. Yeah. Hallelujah to God. Glory to God. Hey, man, it works. That's the only thing that works. Hallelujah to God. Thank God. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 1 said, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we feign not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commended ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. and whom the God of this world hath blinded the mind of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus our Lord, ourselves your servant. For Jesus' sake, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined into our hearts, had to give the light to the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power might be of God and not of us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the only thing that'll do the job.
Amen.
That's the only thing that'll penetrate that drunk's heart. That's the only thing that'll penetrate that heart that Satan has blinded your mind. But I'm glad, thank God, there's no heart too black. There's no mind too confused. Hallelujah to God for what the gospel will get. I feel compelled to tell this. I don't do much of this. I don't do much of this. You know I don't. But I feel compelled. I remember one Sunday morning. Man came walking in the building. And really, I thought he was a Gideon. He was dressed casually. I'd just talked to a Gideon that week, and he'd asked me about supporting him. I said, no, I can't support you. He said, why? He said, I said, because you left the King James. And he said, I don't think so. I said, yes, you have. He said, I'll find out, and I'll let you know. So I thought that's him to come. But it wasn't. I stepped to the pulpit when I was going to make the announcement. I hadn't even thought what I was going to say. And I stepped to the pulpit and I said, it's wonderful to be saved. So it's wonderful to live in the day of grace.
Yeah.
In the church age. Yeah. I'm glad I didn't have to bring a turtle dove or a pigeon.
Yeah.
Or an animal this morning.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But then I said, I just not thinking. I said, but don't forget, God's not through with Israel. God's still going to deal with Israel again. This man was a Jew. Came in. So I preached that morning. Took my text. I didn't know he was a Jew. But I took my text that morning in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. Neither is there salvation any other. And I preached on there is no substitute. God let me get in. The imputed righteousness of Christ. And how did God imputed our sins to his son. Amen. God just, I was amazed at Moses. I preached above my ability. Amen. I gave the invitation. He didn't come. I stand back the door. My wife and I stand back the door shaking hands with folks that go out. Young man just been saved a few weeks. Very nice young man. He was a student at UTC. He made top grades. And the day before, he'd run into this Jew at McDonald's and invited him to church. The Jew told me later what really happened. Said, this young man bowed his head and prayed over his hamburger. And he said, me being a teacher, said, I got to talk to that boy. I've got to talk to him. And he said, I stayed and stayed and he stayed and stayed. And he said, I said, well, I got to go. I'll just go. Not talk to him. Got back to the door, and he said, it started raining so hard that you couldn't get out. And said, all of a sudden, this young fellow stepped right up beside him. He said, I turned to him and said, sir, I seen you talking to somebody over there at the table. I said, who was you talking to over there?
Yeah.
He said, I got just talking to God.
Yeah.
Just got saved a few days ago.
Yeah.
Down here in a little church on the side of the road. He said, could I come?
Amen.
He said, yes, we'd be glad to have you. The next morning he got up and started, this Jew did, coming down 153, four-lane road. He's following a pickup truck with a couch on it. And he told me, he said, that couch fell off of that truck in front of me. And as I dodged that couch and said, my car turned around three times in the middle of the road, right in the middle of the road. So the devil said, go back home. I said, no, I'm going home. He came. After the service, we stand back at the door. The young man came by and said, preacher, that man up here wants to talk to you. I walked up and I said, sir, you want to talk to me? And he said, yes. He looked over his shoulders, looked this way, looked that way, and said, "Preacher, you can't tell nobody what I'm fixing to tell you." I said, "No." I said, "Anything you tell me is confidential. I'll never tell nobody." He said, "I'm a Jew." He said, "I'm a Christian." He said, "I'm a Catholic." And I said to myself, "No, you're confused." Amen. Amen. And I got a chance to tell my wife, "Don't be careful. Be careful, because she hits hard when she hits." Yeah. And she goes across the street and gets a car. And by the time she gets back over across the street, I saw her on the front porch. And Miss Fink come down the steps. She said, "Sir, would you like to go with us to lunch?" He said, "Me?" He said, "You wouldn't want me. I'm a Jew." She said, "Oh, that's more the reason I'd like for you to go." He said, "Well, that's what you feel about it. All right." And I got a chance. I said, "Please, go easy with it. We don't want him confused no more." Because he's confused. We don't want to confuse him no more. We go down there, and him being a Jew and a teacher, I'm telling you, you can hardly get a word in edgeways. He just about gave us a life history. Amen. And I was witnessing to him, trying to witness to him. She just said, "No, you can't believe this," but she was. She wasn't saying a word. After a while, he said, "Preacher, when you gave the invitation this morning, said I felt like coming forward." She said, "Okay. All right, now y'all talk. It's my time." She said, "That's the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
You're to come. This preacher led you to the Lord."
Yeah.
And boy, I mean, she laid it on me. She witnessed to it. He told us, he said something about the Catholics. She said, "Them buzzards?"
Yeah.
Said, "They can't help you." Said, "They ain't got none of them. Them buzzards," said, "They ain't got none of them." And that just tickled him to death. And he was an usher down into one of the big Catholic churches. He'd left Judaism when he was 18-year-old and joined the Catholic Church, and he was an usher down there. I mean, he went faithful down there. And she laid a witness on him like you wouldn't believe. We got ready to go back. We got back in the car, and he's sitting in the back seat, and she's sitting up front of me. Just before we got back to church, he tapped her on the shoulder. And said, "Ms. Bell, I got what you said down there." She said, "If you did," said, "be back tonight. This preacher preached to you. If you'll come forward, he'll lead you to the Lord." He said, "I'll be." He came in that night and sat down. She was on the second row where she always sat on the end. Made her slide down. Sat down beside her. I fished for him that night. I guess it done more good that morning than it did that night. But I was trying. I gave the invitation. I said, "Anybody here? I'm going to pray. You want to remember this prayer? Will you just stand up?" He just, "Would you just lift your hand?" I said. And he just stood straight up and raised his hand. Hallelujah. I said, "Would you just like to come forward?" And he came. She knelt on one side and I knelt on the other side. He wept his way home to God. Come up off that seat. Hallelujah to God. Praising God. I said, "That to say this, I don't care how confused you are. I don't care how confused your mind is. Have the light of the glorious gospel can penetrate that heart and point you to the Savior." Hallelujah to God.
Amen.
Amen. We walked back to the door, shaking hands, and he was up there. And of course, everybody in church just gathered around and talking to him. My wife said, "I can't stand this." Here she went. She got down there and she said, "Sir, said you an answer to mine, my husband's prayer." So we've been praying, God let us lead a Jew to the Lord. He literally got down and kissed the floor.
What about that?
I baptized him. Hallelujah. If I've ever had a friend, he was my friend. Glory to God, I'm saying, thank God I preach this same gospel. Hallelujah to God. I gotta quit. Amen. I'd preach the same gospel. I'd pray to the same God. Amen. Hallelujah to God. It'll do the job. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God. I'd promote the same group of the Church of the Living God. Hallelujah to God. Glory to God for the Church of the Living God. Wow! Praise God! Hallelujah! Praise God!
Hallelujah!
Glory to God. Yeah.